names, superpowers.
Every time we shoot a video in English, we've done it like a few seconds ago in Spanish, and that's why Riff always has like a very, very thick accent when
it's I have a thick accent,
but you know, in the last videos it's something, it looks like
it
sounds like Caro. Cuchi cuchi cuchi. Today we'll be talking about superpowers.
There's
gay people, only gay people have.
Only gay.
Okay, I want to make a parenthesis. In this, because sometimes we receive comments from people saying, why are you just talking about gays?
It's not true, it's just for the algorithm. It's obviously, if you are not gay, that's for you too!
We were talking about Ricky Martin the other day, why? Because he's very hot. Yeah. That's the only reason.
I mean, we talk a lot about Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin, my name is Ricky. What if Ricky Martin was a superhero? What would be like his superpower considering his personal brand?
Okay, so...
Time is ticking.
Ticky, 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 ticky. Anything to do around his hotness, no? She bangs.
The rhythm, the fact that it's Latin. Es el latín hombre. No bueno.
Puedo parar.
No problema.
By the way, no problema.
No, I think the superpower would be like
attraction.
Seduction. Seduction.
Seduction is not the name of Michelle's group.
Oh, that's true. Seduction. Yes, but that would be the superpower that Ricky Martin could have.
The thing is, he's got it anyway.
Yes.
But as a superpower, it would be like stronger. No?
Yeah, I think so.
By the way, that's his superpower. But what about his personal brand? When you think of Ricky Martin, what do you see? What do you imagine? And we are not talking about his wheelie.
Because that's so something that you might imagine. Can you find pictures on the web of Ricky Martin's wheelie?
I am sure.
If you can, please let us know in the comments.
Anyway,
we're not talking about his wheelie, we're talking about his personal brand. What is the personal brand? It's the perception that people like us have about him. Every time I think of him, I think of a guy that smiles a lot. I don't know.
Yes, I was thinking about
guy that smiles a lot. So smile.
Latin, obviously.
Latin and...
Like moves.
Rhythm. More like, you know, that's the something that I really, that really picks my brain about him.
Where you are, si de verdad te toca.
If you had a superpower, what would that be?
Myself?
Yeah.
Talking about my personal brand.
Yeah.
So I would definitely have a superpower that my character in Arif and Ricky in Wonderland, which is our TV show on Canal U, which is...
We also have the table.
Yeah.
The board game.
I have a character there. We have loads of characters, and we have superheroes. And my superheroes got a power called Poder de la Empatía Humana, power of the human empathy. And I think, you know, for our personal brand, Arif and Ricky, it works very well.
Yeah, it works.
No, mm-hmm. Because we try to have empathy for all of you.
Personal branding. It's the process that we use to get our personal brand out there, and the personal brand is this perception that people have about us in the world, and it's what people can fall in love or hate. Like, in our case, we had our personal brand clear since the very beginning, even though we didn't know it was called personal brand, because we know that we were doing something. We knew that we were doing something, but we didn't know the name was personal brand. We've always worn
colorful
clothes.
Colorful. Disney
stuff. I mean, you can watch our very, very first video.
Positivity.
That doesn't make any sense. But our channel at the beginning was called Arif and Ricky in Wonderland.
Yeah.
So we already had this idea, okay, we want to maintain this consistency within ourselves and what we're showing to the world. We always want to be happy, we never want to cry, there's no videos where we are crying. I think the only videos where we are crying is because we're playing or acting because we're doing some challenge or stuff like that. We are very gay. At the beginning, we were doing like a lot of videos about like a kissing challenge and 20 type of kisses.
Crazy,
or like couple.
They don't
routine.
Work anymore.
Couple. I think they were. They still work, these videos. I think our most performing videos has like 50k, and it's one of the 50 type of kisses videos. So we should do that again. But Arif doesn't want to. We had it clear, actually.
We have an umbrella. It's something that we teach to our students in our Creators Breakthrough Academy. We talk a lot about that umbrella that you create around your personal brand. And if everything is clear, you can do many different things. We have our academy.
Courses. We do music.
We are
actors.
We are writing a movie. We have a TV show. We are creating our board game. So many things, and all of them around.
They're related to Arif and Ricky.
Arif and Ricky.
Okay, because our personal brand now is very clear. So
which is this that you see, and everything is true, and we are like that. But we also are many more things. But we keep them there, not to confuse you. That thing.
But in this umbrella, you have Arif and Ricky at the top, and then you have different points, basically, and they all come back to who we are. So, and if you fall in love with us, basically in the umbrella, it doesn't matter if we sell a perfume tomorrow or a book, or we do like active recipes, you will like that in any case, because you trust us.
There you are.
That's it. So your personal brand really, really can help you to shape your future.
Adele, for example, super clear personal brand from the beginning. Lady with a normative body from the... We don't like to say this, but it's what it is, at least in the UK, like a lower class.
With a thick accent in English.
Cockney accent. So many people feel like, you know, this
empathy with
relatability.
It. Yeah. Obviously. It was very real.
Obviously, she is like an amazing singer, but everything else helps so much. Sometimes at the same level of the talent.
Yeah, because you can, yeah, it doesn't matter. Sometimes you can be an amazing singer, but because you don't have your personal brand clear, everyone will forget you.
Look,
at point.
Imagine Lady Gaga with everything that goes around her, just a singer. Like, imagine that she
without
everything else. Imagine from the beginning, she was just singing in front of a microphone, wearing black clothing and
nothing
not doing
else.
Anything else. Blah, blah, blah. Sorry, but no. Lady Gaga is everything else as well. Blah,
it's the perception that she created about herself that we fall in love with, basically.
There you go.
And that's personal brand.
And it must be true. That's the thing.
Yeah.
If it's not true, it just doesn't work and no one believes in you.
So if you want to know more about personal branding and how to make money on internet, on the web, being an influencer or monetize your personal brand, and if you want to know more about that, you can come to our free masterclasses that we do once a month, usually. www.arifandricky.com/monetize. I think that's the
point. Let's put it here. It's the first time that wasn't prepared, to be honest.
We're gonna put it here. So if you want to know more about your personal brand and monetize your purpose and monetize whatever you do.
Whatever you want to do.
Just anyway, here, come to the masterclass.
You can make your dreams come true, is just what I want to say.
Like Cinderella.
Yeah.
Do you feel a little bit like Cinderella?
I see.
And you can feel like Cinderella too.
Come true.
But you need to come to the webinar. The dreams will not come true.
Yeah, you need to come to us. See you next week.
Bye.